Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to prioritize your mental health and the important relationships in your life while you pursue your goals. I'm here to help you ditch that feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, hi, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle Sanely podcast. I am literally so stoked that you are here. And also, I literally do not care that I misuse the word literally pretty much every day of my life. Whenever it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, not supposed to use it like that, but I just keep doing it anyways. But moving on. Technically, we still have quite a bit of summer left, over 2 months. The first day of fall isn't until September 23rd, like on the calendar. I don't know about y'all, but in my mind, fall kind of starts, like I get in the fall spirit like mid-August, probably because in Florida, August is back to school time. So growing up, I would always pair August with fall in my brain, even though on the calendar, it's not technically fall until September. That's kind of what inspired this episode, knowing that in my mind, fall is right around the corner, even though like we still have some time. But part of hustling sanely is being proactive instead of reactive. And I think taking some time now to prep for the fall is going to be extremely helpful because I feel like once fall gets here, life just picks up speed even more than usual for most people. The slowness of summer kind of fades away and fall is bustling for back to school season. And it's when a lot of people start like loosely prepping for the holidays too. Like you just are like, okay, holidays are on my radar. And I think we can all agree to some extent that September through December, it's just a beautiful whirlwind of a time. You know what I mean? So doing a little bit of intentional prepping for that now can keep you from falling captive to the chaos and take ownership of your fall season. In the past, I personally have always just been a little bit bummed out because I didn't do everything that I wanted to do in the fall because honestly, it just crept up on me and I didn't strategically plan for the things that I wanted to do. Now, as a mom, I'm wanting to make seasons and holidays just really special for Everly. So that being said, I'm taking my seasonal planning just a little bit more seriously and just trying to be more intentional than I ever have been in the past. Whether or not you have kids though, seasonal planning helps us to just make the most of each season without it getting away from us. It allows us to set intentions, give our best time and energy to what matters most to us, and it helps us make sure that we don't burn out and that we're taking care of ourselves. I came up with 5 tips that I am going to use to help me plan for a peaceful fall season, and I'm going to share them with you today because I think they're really applicable to pretty much anyone. So tip number 1 is make note of all the important events happening and tasks and projects that you want to do. So you probably don't know all of the events and dates for the fall things yet because it is a little ways away, but for what you do know about right now, it's helpful to get those things on the calendar so they don't sneak up on you. Or maybe you wrote down important fall dates in your planner back in January when you got it. So it's been a minute since you've seen them. So it takes some time to flip through your August through December calendar because fun fact, winter doesn't start until the end of December. So yeah. Technically, fall is in December, which is kind of weird to think about. But just take some time to flip through your planner so you can just have like a little refresher if you haven't looked at some of that stuff since January. So when I say like make note of important events happening, I'm talking things like work meetings, back to school nights, the first day of school, any trips that you have planned, important birthdays, anniversaries, things like that. So once you've got what you know about on the calendar, decide what tasks and projects are a priority to you from August to December. I recommend flipping back to the beginning of your Peacefully Productive Planner and reviewing any goals that you set for those months too. So in tip four, I'll go into more detail of how I personally like keep track of all this stuff. But to continue with tip one, looking at everything together, so your events, your projects, your tasks, and your goals, and just kind of getting that bird's eye view perspective allows you to see which months are going to be a little fuller and which months you can lean more into prolonged periods of rest. So that is tip number one. Tip number two is create a fall vision and define your priorities for the season. So I hope these two things ring a bell. They, like, when you hear the word vision and priorities, I hope you're like, hold on a second, because they're keys two and three to hustling sanely. Key two is get clear on your vision, and key three is define your priorities. So to help you get clear on your fall vision, I want you to start macro and then get more micro. So start big and then we'll kind of get smaller. So spend a few minutes thinking about each month of the fall season. What kinds of things do you envision focusing on in September, in October, in November? Maybe even you want to plan for December. Then think about how you want a week in your life to look and feel this fall. Then I want you to think about how you want a day in your life to look and feel this fall. So see what I mean? We started big and we're getting smaller and smaller. So using that vision that you came up with, define what your priorities are for the fall season. I like to think of our priorities as action steps for making our vision happen. When I define my priorities for a season, I like to think of what my non-negotiables are for each day, each week, and each month. It just really helps me. So what habits do I need to weave into my life in order to live out my vision? That's what I ask myself to help me figure out what my non-negotiables are. We're the Hustle Sanely Squad though. And we love a concrete example. So let's dig into one, okay? Maybe you imagine September being a month where you focus on your mental wellness. So with that in mind, an ideal week in your life might include sticking to your contracted work hours, or if you're an entrepreneur, just making sure that you pick a dedicated time to be clocked out and you actually stick to that time of being clocked out. Going on a date with your person once a week, having a solo evening once a week to decompress and practice a hobby, spending a lot of time outside, and meeting up with a friend or family member at least every other week. Maybe that's your like ideal week in September. And then an ideal day in your life might look like waking up the first time your alarm goes off so you can journal and work out before work, taking an actual lunch break, clocking out of work on time, going for a walk after work. Maybe you invite a friend, or maybe you go by yourself, having dinner with your family, tidying up and resetting your home, watching a show or playing a game with your partner, doing your skincare routine, journaling, and going to bed by 9:45 so you can read for a little while before you fall asleep. So if that's your vision, your priorities for the upcoming season might look something like this. So your daily priorities: journaling every morning and evening, moving for 30 minutes, tidying for 15 minutes, spending at least 15 minutes outside, and then being in bed by 9:45 p.m. So those are just some examples, like I said, of daily habits, daily non-negotiables that go along with your vision that help you live that vision out. So maybe some weekly examples would be having a scheduled date night with your partner, having a solo evening to practice a hobby on your calendar. So like taking one evening a week to just have you time, basically. And then maybe another weekly one is having at least four dinner nights together as a family. And then moving on to monthly, maybe that looks like having two meetups with friends and then having an outdoor adventure with your family, like visiting the zoo or going on a hike or something like that. So see what I mean? It's not hard to do this, like get clear on your vision and define your priorities. It just takes some intention, because you're not just going to automatically do these things. Like, you need to sit down and actually think about how you want to show up for your life, and then take it a step farther and create a game plan to help hold you accountable to actually doing it. Hello, it is me interrupting myself so that I can tell you all about the flash sale that is happening on the Hustle Sanely Kickstart course. So the Hustle Sanely Kickstart course is my absolute favorite of all the Hustle Sanely courses because we dive deep into all five keys to hustling sanely to help you create a peacefully productive life. And the best part is all Hustle Sanely Kickstart students get to jump on a quarterly coaching call with me and the other 250 plus students so that I can help you implement what you're learning inside the course. The truth is, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to productivity. We are all walking different journeys, experiencing different life seasons, and we all have our own desires for what we want our lives to look like. You don't need another time management hack. You need a lifestyle shift, and that's why I created the 5 Keys to Hustling Sanely. In this self-paced course, you're going to learn how to get your mindset right, get clear on your vision, define your priorities, and create routines that support you so you can ditch overwhelm and live a peacefully productive life no matter what your season looks like right now. What you learn in this course is applicable to all stages and all seasons of life. I am so proud of the 5 Keys to Hustling Sanely because of that they can just be applied and meet you wherever you're at. Whether you're a mom juggling an entire family schedule, maybe you work a full-time job and you have a side hustle, maybe you're a student, maybe you are a business owner and you want to make sure that you're showing up for your life outside of work too, or hey, maybe you're a combination of a couple of those. No matter what, this course is going to help you build the foundation to create that peacefully productive life that you desire. Until July 29th, the code KickstartSummerFlash in all caps is going to get you $100 off of the one-time payment option of the course. Taking this course right now is the perfect summer reset to help you get your mindset right, get clear on your vision, define your priorities, and create routines and schedules to support you as we head into the back-to-school season in fall. That's what this episode is all about, right? So again, you can use the code KickstartSummerFlash to get $100 off. And if you're like, yes, please, I need this, where can I sign up? You can head on over to jessicamassey.com/kickstart and don't forget to use that code. Okay, so tip number 3 to help you plan for a peaceful fall season, and this one's really fun, okay? It's create a fall bucket list. So who doesn't love a bucket list? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're always so fun to make. And listen, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I personally like creating a seasonal bucket list because it reminds me to pause and weave fun things into my life just because they're fun. I would not consider myself like a naturally fun person. I am just very type A. I love my routines. I love, you know, just being at home and you know what I mean? I have to remind myself to like go out into the world and like have fun. Like I have to intentionally weave that into my life. It's important to do things sometimes that they're fun just because they're fun, not because they tie back to a goal or like they're growing you professionally. Can you tell that I'm a recovering workaholic? Like most of y'all know that because I say it all the time, but it's true. I have to actually pause and like remind myself to do fun things just because they're fun. So the way that I like to create my bucket list, I keep it super simple. I just jot down fun things that I want to do each month of the fall season in list form. But if you're a visual person or if you're just feeling creative, you can make like a vision board inspired bucket list on Pinterest or Canva or whatever. So I'm going to give you some examples of things that are on my fall bucket list. I have dressing up for Halloween as a family. I want to like have a themed costume. I have a few ideas, but I haven't like quite nailed them down yet. Going to a fall festival, visiting a pumpkin patch, having a girls' spooky movie night. And listen, by spooky, I mean Hocus Pocus because I do not do scary movies. Like absolutely not. Another one is having a bonfire s'mores date night in the backyard with Adam. So something that I used to get so annoyed by was getting to the end of fall only to realize that I missed out on doing so much that I wanted to do because I just never created a plan for it. Like I envisioned all of these like fun, cute fall activities and then it would be Christmas time and I was like, cool, I did nothing, folly, because I didn't create a plan to show up for those things, which brings us perfectly to tip number four. And tip number four is create a tentative schedule for the fall. So up until this point, you've done the prep work to know what's coming up for you and your family this fall, or at least you have like a good starting point of knowing what's coming up. You've created a vision, you've defined priorities to support that vision, and you've thought about some fun stuff that you want to weave into your fall season. So now it's important to create a plan that puts all of this together so that it flows well into your life, right? So that nothing like backs up or stacks up, or you feel just like 1 month is completely insane, and then the next month you're like, well, we've got nothing to do. Like, not like that ever happens, but you know what I'm saying. You don't want your months to be just like completely out of whack. So the way that I do this is I use my paper planner. My paper planner is what really helps me just get like a bird's eye view of weaving together like my work and my life planning to make sure that I'm not spreading myself too thin. So I grab my Peacefully Productive planner, which we have officially, as I am recording this, like literally today, I'm recording this on June 28th. I know you're not hearing it until July, but you know what I'm saying. We paid the final deposit for our 2024 planners, and y'all, they are so beautiful, and I cannot wait to just give you all the sneak peeks on Instagram, like truly. But anyway, back on track. I use my Peacefully Productive planner to help me with my like creating a schedule for the fall. So the way that I do this, I start with the quarterly prep spread, and I outline goals that I'm focusing on each month, as well as important dates and events that are happening each month. Then I use the weekly routine builder on the quarterly prep spread to create a weekly outline for the season, just so I can like get a, again, bird's eye view of like what an ideal week looks like in my fall season of life. Now, obviously, this is a hopeful, typical week in my life, but it's okay that my weeks do not follow it exactly. Say it with me now. Our schedules and routines are tools, not chains. Just having this outline, I feel like, just gives me a lot of peace and a lot of comfort, a lot of security, knowing that everything can fit into my week. I just might have to move stuff around from week to week to just because life, you know what I mean? Now, once I plan the quarter at a glance, so I know what's going on from that bird's eye view, I use the monthly calendar spread pages to get more detailed about each month. I write all of the important events on the calendar part, obviously, right? And then I use the personal task list section on that monthly spread to jot down my three top priorities and other tasks and things that I want to do for that month. This is where you can tie in like those bucket list things. And hey, if you don't want to get like super creative and over the top with creating a visual bucket list, you can use the notes pages in your planner to create your bucket list for each season. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be pretty. You can just like get it out of your mind. Like, that's, get it out of your brain and onto paper. That's the most important thing. Once I do that, I kind of repeat that part. So, because in the Peacefully Productive planner, the task list for each month is broken up into personal and professional. So then I do the same thing for professional stuff. I jot down my top three priorities and other things that I want to do that month for work, just so I can see like life and work stuff together, to give me an idea of everything that's going on for the month. So once I see all of the tasks in list form, I then add them to the Monday box of the week that I plan to do them on over on the monthly calendar. So let's say, for example, one of my priorities in September is launching a course for my business. Maybe I'm planning to launch it on the fourth week of September. I would like write that on the fourth Monday of September is like focus course launch for work. You know what I mean? So that's just like an off my head example. But I'm not doing it on that Monday necessarily, but I just know that it's my weekly focus. And I just highlight all of my weekly focuses on those Monday boxes so that they kind of like jump out at me. And I know like, oh, that's like a weekly focus, not necessarily something that's happening on Monday, if that makes sense. Again, there's space to do that on the weekly planning pages, but I just like to see like the month at a glance, like where all the projects are fitting in each week, so I can see each week one next to the other, if that makes sense. And then after that, I use the weekly pages to keep track of my non-negotiables in habit tracker form. I am a big fan of habit trackers. Maybe it's the type A in me. And fun fact, I have shared this, but in case you missed it, the 2024 planners actually have weekly habit trackers built into them. And I'm so excited. We had that in our very first ever paper planners. And then y'all voted to go to a monthly habit tracker. And then now that we've had a monthly habit tracker for 2 years, I was like, okay, how do you guys feel about going back to weekly now that we've tried them both? And the majority of you guys voted to have a weekly habit tracker instead of monthly. And I was like, yes, because that's what I wanted to. So very excited about that. But anyway, whatever planning system you use, make sure to spend some time inputting all of the fall brainstorming you did so that it doesn't get away from you. Planning things out, whether on paper or digitally, whatever works for you, it just helps us get a full picture of everything and can help hold us accountable to actually do what we brainstormed instead of just leaving it floating it around in our minds, because that's where things end up being forgotten about or like slipping through the cracks. So that is tip number 4. And that brings us to the 5th and final tip to help you plan for a peaceful fall season. And this one might be my favorite. Dedicate one weekend a month to focusing on rest. Y'all know that I am always a fan of scheduling in intentional rest, like all the time, but I think it's especially important during busier times of the year. Rest is not just going to magically happen, especially if you're not used to regularly resting now. It takes practice to weave rest into your life if it's not your norm. So I encourage you to dedicate one weekend to focusing on rest, whatever rest looks like for you, even if that means that you have to move around or even if that means you have to cancel some of your plans. So if this makes you flinch or if your immediate response is, oh, there's no way. I have way too much to do this fall. I can't just focus on resting for an entire weekend every month. I challenge you to try it, because when we don't rest on the regular, that's when burnout happens. Margin is so necessary for us to actually be able to rest. And margin, again, is not just going to happen. You've got to create the margin in your life. So we do have a few podcast episodes on rest already, what rest is, the 7 different types of rest, how to rest when you're bad at resting. So I'll make sure to link all of those episodes in the show notes if you're like, okay, I know that I need to rest, but I also need some support in learning how to do that. So in case you need just like a quick reminder, rest is whatever refreshes you. That can change depending on what your season of life looks like. For me right now, a restful weekend would be not having any commitments on the calendar so that I had space and margin to just be instead of having to feel like I have to do. So rest for me is getting to decide what feels good from moment to moment for a day or two. So I'd of course do like my day-to-day responsibilities that come along with being a mom, but I would be refreshed knowing that we don't have to get out of the house to be somewhere or do something at a certain time. I'd have the freedom to read or work on a small house project or take a nap myself while Everly naps, or we could go on a family walk. Rest for me looks like no set in stone commitments and getting to just go with the flow, but it could look completely different for you, and that's okay. Whatever rest is to you, just carve out one weekend a month to lean into it. All right, y'all, that is what I've got for you today. A few things that you can do to plan for a peaceful fall season. Just to do a quick little recap, the 5 tips. Number 1, make note of all the important events happening and tasks and projects that you want to do. Number 2, create a fall vision and define your priorities for the season. Number 3, create a fall bucket list. Number 4, create a tentative schedule for the fall. And number 5, dedicate one weekend a month to focusing on rest. Let me know over on Instagram which of these planning tips was your favorite so that I know you enjoyed this episode. It means the absolute world to me when y'all post videos on your Instagram stories showing me what you're doing while you're listening to the show. Like, truly, I love seeing you on your walks with a screenshot of the podcast, folding your laundry with a screenshot of the podcast. Like, I love it all. Keep it coming. But I love you guys so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.